Heroes are people with the courage and the heart to rise above their circumstances. One such hero is Marlon Shirley.
Well, I was born to a mother who had a lot of difficulties and a lot of trials going on in her life. And she was a wonderful woman and was raised in a great family, but got in with the wrong crowd when she was younger. And being a single mother raising a child was extremely difficult for her.
Marlon Shirley has vague memories of his early childhood. He knows he was wandering the streets of Las Vegas with other children begging for food at restaurants at a young age, and that when he was 3 years old, social workers took him off the streets and placed him in an orphanage. He remembers living in different orphanages until he was settled in a large facility in Boulder City, Nevada. And he recalls the devastating accident he suffered at this orphanage at age 5.
Well, there's a day that one of the caretakers was letting myself and another kid jump on and off a riding lawnmower. When he turned, I didn't see him. When I ran up to him, I had fell under the lawnmower, and he went into shock and had put the lawnmower, I believe, in park on top of me. And that's when a lot of the damage was done. They rushed me to a hospital nearby, but with, you know, the extent of the injury and obviously the infection that was going to be in there, I'm sure just from the grass and all that, they had to amputate my leg just right at the ankle.
That night, Marlon awoke alone in a strange hospital room with no one to tell him what had happened to his foot. His first instinct was to climb out of bed, causing him to fall and re-injure himself, which resulted in more surgery. Throughout this ordeal, Marlon received little comfort. However, even at this young age, Marlon had an inner strength that helped him heal. He was fitted with a prosthetic device, relearned how to walk, and was returned to the orphanage. There, Marlon remained for several more years. Then, at 9 years old, his life took a turn for the better. Out of the many children at the orphanage, Marlon was selected to be featured on a show called Wednesday's Child.
Which every week they profile a child who needs adoption, and I think the show was aired nationwide, I believe it was back then. And their family in Utah had seen me and had thought about adopting and had went to the adoption agency and had started the process with, you know, adopting me into Northern Utah.
Marlon became a member of the Shirley family, complete with loving parents and brothers and a sister. He was enrolled in school, was active in competitive sports, and lived the remainder of his youth secure and happy. He was never limited or slowed by his prosthetic foot.
There really was no difference in what I was able to do and what the other kids were able to do. And a lot of times I could do them as good, if not better. I think growing up with my prosthetic device is just a way of honing in. And I, you know, at such a young age, it was just an extension of my body. And I had to learn to perform with that extension of my body. And I was learning this while I was still growing as a child.
While Marlon was better than the average athlete in high school, he didn't become aware of the extent of his talent until he attended a high school track and field event with a friend. At the time, Marlon was on crutches due to a hairline fracture he'd suffered in a slam dunk competition. But this didn't stop him from competing. Just for the fun of it, Marlon decided to compete in the high jump.
So I went to this meet with my friend on crutches. I wasn't able to really run on my legs, so I had to basically just hop to the bar. And I high jumped, and a gentleman came up to me and asked me if I had ever heard of the Paralympics. And I said, no, I hadn't. He said, well, you just broke the world record by 4 inches. And at that time, I was still very, you know, unaware of the Paralympics, had no idea what they were.
Marlon was invited to compete in a track and field event held in California. And there, again competing in the high jump, Marlon made his first statement to the Paralympic world. Within a month, with the support of sponsors, Marlon moved to Washington State to train full-time for the 2000 Paralympic Games.
And within the next 2.5 years, the mission was to not only be the gold medalist in the Paralympics, the 100 meter, but to own the world record and to be the fastest amputee in the world.
In the year 2000, Marlon went to Sydney, Australia, where he earned the gold medal in the 100 meters and the silver medal in the high jump. 4 years later, his family traveled to Athens to witness him winning the gold again in the 100, the silver in the 200, and the bronze medal in the long jump. He now holds the world record in both the long jump and the 100 meters, having broken the 11-second barrier of the 100. Marlon Shirley's phenomenal ascent as a world-class athlete has startled the track and field world. Yet while he wouldn't have been able to achieve these dreams without talent, He recognizes that much of his success has come at the price of tremendous dedication and sacrifice from himself and from the people who work with and support him. Part of Marlon's personal sacrifice is the intense pain he daily endures as an amputee working on a carbon fiber device. As a powerful runner, he puts a tremendous amount of force on his residual limb day after day. At first, Marlon's motivation to compete was simply the challenge of accomplishing something that he never thought was possible. Later, his motivation shifted to the people who see him as a role model. This motivation sustains him through the most difficult of times.
I loved people coming up and telling me that, hey, it's not only awesome that you could run, it's amazing what it's done for me as a person. And just seeing people, you know, like myself competing too, just shows me that I just want to set the standard. I want to set the bar at a level that people never thought it could be done. To run under 11 seconds as an amputee was something that not very many people thought was possible. And if so, it wouldn't be in our lifetime. And we did that 2 years ago. It was just a really big statement on myself and also the people that have helped me get where I'm at.
Marlon says that he is naturally wired with a determination and strength to go after his dreams. He considers this inner strength a gift that he wants to share with other people.
And you can talk people and show them examples and, you know, try and lead them, you know, to find that inner strength. Now I have my weaknesses. You know, I'm sure, I mean, I have things I have to work on all the time. But then there's just some areas of my life where it just comes more natural. And you're exactly right. I mean, there is a heart there and there is a desire to be the best that I could possibly, you know, be.
Recently, Marlon has had to tap deeper into this strength than ever before, as he's been confronted with the most difficult challenges of his athletic career.
At Indoor World Championships in March, which was in Sweden, I was doing some approaches in the long jump pit. The long jump pit was not set up correctly, and I had made mention of this and had decided to just go ahead and just do some practice runs and not jump. Well, on my first practice run, as I was running down the track, my prosthetic side had hit the sand and had sank into the sand, and I rotated forward over my leg and ended up blowing out my knee. My knee bent forward at the joint, and it just an unimaginable amount of pain.
The surgery to repair the damage was extensive, the prognosis cautious at best. However, Marlon was not prepared to let this injury take over his career.
My dreams were to set the world record, to, you know, this, that, and the other. But, you know, now it's, you know, overcoming this obstacle. I mean, this just hasn't been done before, especially at the level that we're trying to do it. And, you know, first of all, anyone that's had a blown out knee knows that it's months, if not years, of rehabilitation to even come back and to be a weekend athlete. When I was going through this operation and going through the rehab in March through April, May, and June, I started to realize that there might be a possibility I can make it back for World Championships. I'd made mention of this to people, and they said, well, you know, 2007, I could see you coming back for World Championships in 2007. And I was actually talking about the World Championships that were going on this past August. And it just was absolutely out of the question. It just wasn't going to happen. And I came out there, and I did the event that took me out. And I did the long jump and won the gold medal in the long jump 3.5 months after blowing out my knee. So going into these next 2 years, I had that confidence in knowing that my body still knows how to perform and to not let the idea of my knee even scare me at all, because it was a very scary experience, extremely scary.
Throughout this challenge, Marlon's family has been on hand to support him.
You know, my family were the people that, they flew up here, they helped me through the surgery. They knew without a question that I would come back. They didn't even have any second thoughts about if I'd ever come back and compete again. It was just a matter of how long would it take, and would it be before 2008. So they're a huge strength. My family is a huge role in what I do. I mean, they have a lot of values, and we're a very strong family. We're all those things I feed off of. And all those things is, you know, a lot of the reasons why I do what I do is because of my family. And a lot of the reasons why I do it with the integrity that I do it is because of my family. Because when I compete, it's my family that's competing there with me. Because the gold medals, the recognition, it's all because of the foundation that we have as a family.
Despite the seemingly overwhelming obstacles in his life, Marlon Shirley is not a person to give in to discouragement. He views life's challenges as opportunities.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom, tackling. And when you accomplish that, the amount of self-gratification that you will have, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life. Things that are so hard to overcome are what really help us push other people to be successful. Because you can say to yourself that you know for a fact that you overcame this challenge. And that when you look at somebody else going through something, you can tell them in your heart, if you truly believe it, that they can overcome that too. And you can lead by example. And leading by example is the best way. It's not a matter of what you say, it's about what you do. And for me, I don't have to say anything to anyone. All I have to do is go on the track for 10.9 seconds, and I've told you exactly what can be done.